Blog Talk Radio.
To the Flow Ministry. Flow stands for first leaving our ways. We give honor and glory to the Almighty God. We give thanks for our overseer, Apostle Sharon Green. You can follow this teaching every Thursday at 6 o'clock. To hear more from this ministry, you may call 760-283-4637. We also meet by telephone on a conference line, 6 p.m. That number is 559-546-1100. And the passcode is 956-755 and the pound sign. Okay? If you desire prayer, you may call me at 772-626-1102. Thank you. Thanks for listening, and hope you will enjoy the wonderful word of the Lord. I am Minister Ashley, and I will be speaking to you, to your spirit, in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Righteous and eternal God, our Father, in the mighty, miraculous name of Jesus, that precious, wonderful name, we thank you, oh much God, we thank you, Father, for sending your Son to us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the purchase, Lord, and paid for, Lord, our sins. Lord, we thank you for this moment, Lord. You are great and holy. You are mighty God. Lord, we as we stand before you, call upon thy glorious and powerful name. Lord, guide us, Lord, that we may stand in your resurrection power. Lord, and in your desire, Lord, in the desire in which, Lord, your desire has to be, that we may find ourselves, Lord, in the place, Lord, that we may fulfill it. God, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. And it's not only then, but greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I just want to welcome you all in the mighty name of Jesus, that you may enjoy and may be blessed. And while the word of God is going through, I hope you may be pregnant with the word and that you may need to give birth. Oh, good God, sometimes early. Praise the wonderful name of the Lord. Now I just want to get in with you and the wonderful word of God. The word which... is power and filled with truth. Yes, we thank God for it, and we thank God for the word of the Almighty God. Yes, and I just want to bring your attention, and we will be getting into Hebrew, and we will talk about. I think I will start from chapter 3, and we will get into. Some of the word here, 3:8 and verse 8 and verse 11, and then we will go into some further. I don't know exactly where we're going to go because I depend on the Holy Spirit to bring it for us and to me that I could share it with you. Hallelujah. I want to speak to your spirit, glory to God, this evening, and I just want to talk about the word rest. Rest and we just want to get into that way in which we want to go. And let's see what verse 8, chapter 3 and verse 8 said here. He says, "Harden not your heart as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness." Now, what it actually saying here, let's see what good start of verse 7 here. So, "Therefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today if ye will hear voice," the 8th verse said, "harden not your heart, as in the provocation in the day temptation in the wilderness." Now, what we're actually saying here, the verse and we have teach in the past, in which in the wilderness, when the children of Israel were there to take, went through all the tests in order before they get to the promised land. And God tested them through, and some of them had failed. And he had actually mentioned and these words bring it to our understanding that past can be repeat, and if we are not careful. But God does not want it to, because it was, according to this was rather dangerous. So he warned us that we should not be in it, because we can be as much as the same as our forefather, according to verse 9. Then according to what is said here, if we not hear and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and it says today we hear his voice, that's the Spirit of the Lord, then we should not harden our heart, but such as the day in which approaching. So we've seen where it shows that these things had happened before. And it became, because they did not obey his voice, then they had perished. So because of that, it's saying in that day, in temptation, they were tempted in the wilderness. And verse 9 says, "When your father tempted me," and it says it's saying here that the father, the people that were tempted God. And if you read back the text in the Old Testament, in which they have been went through and things, and the people started to murmur, and God did actually set up the thing for them to have it easier, and all they had was to do is to depend on him, do as he said according to the voice of the Lord. He says, Prove me, and say my works. 50 years, he said. Therefore, I was grieved. He said, within that he was grieved. So we think about the things that happened. He was grieved to see and to know what has happened. So, because they would not change, they would not believe, they would not go according, and they become stubborn and desire to even thinking back where they were coming from, and they thought about they would not in the desert die if they were remain at the place that God released them from, and God took them from bondage and to take them now to a place to prepare them. To prepare them in order for the promised land. I would suppose that they could not go to a promised land unless we've been prepared. And so there is a preparation in which being prepared by the Lord. First of all, he gave them Moses as a leader, and God who spoke to Moses, and Moses gave them the word in order for them to understand, because they could obey what Moses said because God was speaking to them directly. So he could able to bring the word to them and to let them know what happened. And so many times you may think about how God get us attention or bring us into a place that we can able to function or to understand so much more that we can have it easy. You know, God is not trying to make it easy or looking out for himself, what actually doing. God looking out for us, and for us, he have in our great interest. And because he have it, you know, his great interest in us, so he wants us to see and to do the things that we may able to have it much easier, smoother, and have all we have to do is to hear and obey. So the thought of them that was before, and because they were before, then in the past, as though your father be perish in the wilderness because of unbelief or does not do, then there is something happen. We don't be accustomed to them. So I swear in my rod that they shall not enter into my rest. Now there is a rest, and we got to understand how to get into that rest. That was a rest that they should, when they leave there and go to the promised land, there will be the rest, but they cannot rest until you are in the promised land. So therefore, there will be. Now he said, because of disobedience, then they did not enter into the rest. So what he's saying to us to understand that this will happen or may happen to you if we are not be careful. It will happen to us as well because we are not hearing the word of the Lord. We're not hearing what God says, and whatever God says, and if we do them, then they come alive. And if we disobey, then everything else is dead. So God's words fulfill, and if we obey, then it will come alive, and then we will in big success because His word will come forth. But then we see in the fact that the word of God declares that he speaks. Now, while on earth, Jesus, as he said, while Jesus was on earth and spoken of a day to come. And then we want to find out now which the day which is to come, because that day that they did not make it in the wilderness, that there is something there. So it said, take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief. There, if you have any unbelief, evil heart, he said, of course, we must take heed of ourselves. In departing from the living God. So there we are seeing that the according to the word of God that teaches here, he said, but exalt one another daily while it is called today. That means what now? It is now. Rest only of you. And he said, lest any of you be hardened Glory to God. So therefore, we should not through thee. And so, because we are the ones that were weighted and wasted, and understand now this, that you've got to understand the word of the Lord, what the word of the Lord said. Now let's go back to that verse in which we say in chapter 4, we are going to come back to that day, and chapter 4, 7 and 8. That is saying here at 7, it says again he limit a certain day, saying in David, back in the day, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if he will hear his voice, harden not your heart. So therefore, right there, notice that we harden not. That was you. So if Jesus has given them rest, then, the question may ask here, if Jesus has given them rest, then would he not afterward spoken of another day? So we got to find out which day is another day, because he has spoken of that rest and that which is to come. While on earth, Jesus spoke of another day, which we are talking about now, which is to come. So we got to find out now how the rest is, and what is the rest, and how we rest. Now, I just want to make it a little more personal here, in the sense of which we should be able to receive or to provide the rest. Are knowing that the rest is there in which remain for us. He speak of that rest. So God speak of the rest in which, and so that Jesus speak of the rest. Not what is the rest. We're talking about the rest that, and the deepest part of the rest that we have to consider is that we gonna rest because he works. Now, how we do that? You see, we have to face ourselves knowing that we allow God to do for us through, because through him, where we have to put our trust and confidence in him and believe that whatever he will do no more about anything, but actually gave it to him to do what is necessary. As we gave our life to him, then he will take control and do the rest. So, all you rest. I go rest now because I gave it to the Lord. What is the rest? We talk about then the rest in which we say we're going to find ourselves being entangled with the yoke of bondage. Yes, and then we find ourselves in bondage of the life of this life. We have been set up by the kingdom of this world by Satan. And by the power, we are here not to wrestle against flesh nor blood, but against principalities and against power in high places, in the rulers. Now, we got to understand where we are, or where we stand, or where we know that we got to understand that we have God who will able to take us to that place. We have to believe that we have that rest, and the rest is in God. So, therefore, as the rest in God rests, and while we rest in this in which I have said before, that if you put it in the hands of God, our problem, our yesterday, our today, our past, our future, everything that is there, that is on our mind, the things that happening, the life that we live, the things that bothering everyday life, the things of this world, and we so bogged down with the things of the world, then we are not resting. We cannot rest with these things. So we have to give it all up to the Master. We have to give it all up to Almighty God, and then we will in that rest. So when we find that rest, that is to say we gave it all up to Him, so He work for us when we are in the rest. Glory to God. So the only time we rest is when we give it to Him. So if we are working, that is to say whatever the things of the world, the thing that waters down, and we have it and we don't give it to the Lord, then what we are doing, we are working. And then we allow God to rest. God don't want to rest. He want to work for us. So we have to give it to Him, all that we have, all of it. Give it to Him and says, Father, or Jesus, take it. And He says, because everything belongs to You, sir. Take it. I can't handle it no more. Take it and do it and rest. And when you reach that rest, God will do the rest for you. He will work for you while you rest. Glory to God. So therefore, again, according to verse 7, let me go back to verse 7. It says, He limiteth a certain day, saying, in David, back in the day of David, that was said, Tuesday. And so, that it says, after so long time, as it is said, today, if you hear his voice, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, harden not your heart, but give, listen to the voice, do what the voice said, because the voice still, the voice, every one of us who believe in God, especially believe in the children of God who believe and following after Him, we got to listen to the voice and do according to what the voice said. So if we are not doing according to what the voice said, then we are hardening our heart, because the voice we are not following the instruction of the voice. So we started to work. We are in danger then. So let's see what. He said, if he will hear his voice, harden not their heart. For if Jesus had given them rest, now we talk about that rest, then would he. He said, then would he not afterward have spoken of the other day? And which the other day? Jesus spoke of the other day. And which is the other day? And now we're going to talk about that rest that he's talking about. The past, he said, the past is, and why Jesus would have talked about if there's not another rest. So there is another rest. We're going to see where the other rests are. And it said, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. There is a rest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And because there is a rest, now we're going to see where is that rest. Let's see where Matthew 11 and verse 28 said, glory to God. We are going to that rest. That's the rest that Jesus is talking about, and we want to get into that rest. Yes. And according to the word of the Lord, and we got 13 and we got 11. Chapter 11 and verse 28. He says, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, this is the rest that he's talking about. Were not a rest, he would not have talked about it within that time. But now he said, there is a rest now for you, the children of God. Jesus came and make it plain and understand because he came to bridge the gulf between man and God. This is the part that he had come and to say, he says, come unto me. Come on. Glory to God. Come unto me. All ye that are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So the rest is there. You're working hard because we don't give it to him. We don't give our lives and whatever our everyday that we have. You name what they are. There are so many. There are so many things that we caught up into, which we tie down everyday life, and we cannot have time. We don't have enough time to even see the Lord, talk to the Lord, have a prayer with him, or whatever it may be, whatever place we need to go, Lord, and say. But we are so busy for the things of the world and so barged down with all these things, so we don't rest. We are working. But when you gave it all to him, he says, in all that you're going through, my daughter and my sons, if you are there, says, come unto me. If you are heavy laden, your work, he says, labored and heavy laden, I will give you rest. He says, now, wait a rest. He said, take my yoke and learn of me. Take my word. Take the word of God, take the Bible, let's say that, and read the word of God, get into the word of God, let the word of God form you, form in you, build you, that Christ build in your mind, and your mind becomes spiritual, or become Bible worthy in order for us to change. There it says, take it up. The other part is to take it and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. Now you take it because he prepared you. He's there. And he will set it. Lord, that his heart is there for you. It says, and he shall find rest. And he shall find rest. That is to say, if you give it unto him, all the problem, all the things of the world, all the things that bother you down, everyday life, everyday story, things that with you can't go through, and it seems to be so hard, he is saying to you, give it all to me. Take my yoke and learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. When you do that, everything becomes lighter. But you have to give it all to him, and he will take it. That means when it comes lighter, you mean you are resting. So he wants you to rest. While you rest, he works. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Brothers and sisters, I want to say, give your hearts to the Lord. Give him everything, and you will find that there will be rest for you. You will find it easy. As he said, take my yoke. He said, it is easy and my burden is light. Give yourself to the Lord. Give your heart to the Lord. Right now, give it to him because he's there and waiting. Just say, time is up. I just want to say time is up. And I'm going to cut off any time. Just I want to say, you say, give your heart to him. Say, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in to stay. Change me. I want to be as you had want me to be. I gave myself to you. I give it all to you, Lord. Lord of mercy, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and take aboard. Blessed be the name. I wanted to say that you are in business with him. Now I just want to say, I got to go. Next week, same time, same place, I'm going to start to say goodbye. Until then, God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.